With today's social media and online tools, it is easier than ever to build a business. And today, I'm bringing you an interview with somebody who was walking around a powwow and thought she could do better than what she was seeing and has now turned it into a business. Let's get into it.
Welcome to Powwow Life Podcast from powwows.com, connecting you with Native culture since 1996. Here's your host, Paul Gowder.
Thanks so much for being here. This is Powwow Life, and I'm Paul Gowder from powwows.com. Thank you so much for being here and appreciate you listening to today's episode. Today, I'm going to bring you an interview with Shannon Romero. She's from the Big Pine Paiute tribe of Owens Valley and Taos Pueblo. And while she was working as a graphic artist at a local silkscreen shop, she saw, as she was walking around powwows, and she'll tell you more about this, a lack of real contemporary art and humor. And so, driven by all the insight she had into running a silkscreen business, she started Born of Legends, a fashion boutique that utilizes her talents along with her humor and pop culture references to build this brand. Born of Legends is not California culturally specific. Instead, it's a means of thinking inclusively, and she wants that to be shared as broad cultural references that can be seen and worn all across Indian country. So, and what I want you to take away from this is, using tools like Etsy, you can be a successful brand and build a fashion brand and do things with these tools now. And I think it's really cool to see this story and see how she's used that to build this business. So here is my interview with Shannon Romero. All right, welcome to the show. Thank you for being here. Please introduce yourself and tell us about what you have going on there.
Manahu Nanianay Shannon Romero. I'm a Big Pine Paiute and Taos Pueblo tribal member, and I reside currently in California. And let's see, I started Born of Legends in like 2018, and it all started kind of with just the idea of, you know, just walking around the powwow grounds and seeing things. And I'm like, okay, well, it's kind of missing something, like our humor. I don't see a lot of our humor shown. So I work as a graphic artist at a silkscreen shop. So I had like a lot of access to everything, and and I'm like really creative. So I started like talking to friends and saying, you know, what do you think of this? And they're like, yeah, do it. All right, well, let's do it. So I just started kind of working on things. And then I did like a small table. My first powwow, or official powwow, was Wild Horse Powwow. And I just had like a small table, two tables with just a small, probably a single layer of like shirts and things. And people were, they were responding to it very well. And it just kind of, I mean, like when you first take your first step like that, it's kind of like, wow, you know. And you invest your little vendor fee, and you're like, I hope I get it back, you know? And, I just felt it in my heart. It was something that I wanted to do. And so then I just kept going and going and going. And, I just started doing more powwows and got bigger and more variety. And I kept getting more ideas, and I just kept going with it. And, yeah, that's what I just kept doing. And now here I am today, 8 years later. Wow. Still doing it. And, but now I'm kind of traveling more. I'm able to, travel to, I went to Minneapolis. That was my first time like actually flying. So it took me that long to figure out how to fly with, you know, the yeah. logistics of everything. And it was quite the experience, but it made me feel like, okay, I can do this. And, you know, you have to just do it once and then you figure it out along the way.
Well, so that was, that was going to be my question. I know a lot of people probably walk around and say, oh, you know, that would be a funny t-shirt, or, oh, I should make a sticker of that. But from you going from walking around a powwow, thinking that in your head, saying it, maybe telling your friends or whatever, to actually forming a brand and doing it, there's a lot of steps in between. So, you know, you had a little bit of a head start at being a graphic designer, but what else, you know, this was kind of learning on the go. Take me through that journey.
It just was like things would pop in my head, and then I would just kind of like figure it out and say, you know, oh, this will make a cool shirt. And then just working with, you know, different artwork and figuring out different things. I think one of my first ones was like, I did like a woke version of Coke and like Indians and then like later I started getting more into design and I started, this one's still one of my favorites, but it's like, Billy from The Predator.
Yeah.
But I still have to do a run of these cause I'm currently out, but, and just to people to see like, oh wow, you see us like, and I'm like, yeah, I am one of us. And then like when you're walking around the powwow, people start recognizing you like, oh, there's, she's the one that does the movie shirts or, you know, whatever. But it's just to recognize like our contemporary indigenous people, the way we are now, like our slang and, that type of thing. And I think that that needs to be recognized because currently there's like not a lot of like who we are now. There's a lot of like feathers and, you know, warrior kind of stuff, currently out there, but, just to recognize who we are now and the strides we've made as a people, I think it's important to recognize.
For sure. I love the bringing some humor into it. That is missing in a lot of the t-shirts and things now. I totally agree with you. So many things I see online are either, you know, some kind of, looks like a photo from the 1800s or a wolf. I mean, there's some overdone designs for sure. So I love adding the humor and just the simple, like, you know, the one you have in the background, just simple text, but text that people can relate to. That's pretty awesome. So now I want to talk a little bit more about some of the other things, but while we're here, go ahead and, you know, how can people find you? And if people want to buy one of your shirts there in the background, tell us about, you know, where all are you selling?
I am online. I have Instagram, Facebook, TikTok. They're all under Born of Legends. It's all one word. And, they all link back to my, I have like an Etsy account and I have all my, not all of them, but, a good amount. I did have some artwork stolen from me, so I'm a little weary of putting things online. But I'm getting better at it. Yeah. So you can find me online.
All right, cool. So
and be patient with me because it's just me. And sometimes people are like, where's my order? I'm trying.
Yeah. So are you making the shirts there? Or are you working with a screen printer? Like, yeah, tell us about your process.
Well, I work at a silk screen shop. So I do all my work. Some of it is silk screen, DTF. There's different processes. There's heat press. Mm-hmm. I kind of like experiment with a lot of them and, but they're all done by me.
That's a lot. That's a lot. Congrats. That's really cool. I know, you know, for us, we're using, a print on demand service and I know a lot of people are doing that, but man, actually printing the shirt yourself, that congrats. That's really awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah. And yeah, I love hearing about you're running an Etsy store. And I've seen there are some really good Native artists on Etsy, but I still think it's probably a very underrepresented part of the market on Etsy. You know, how have you found the Etsy community? Are you having trouble getting discovered there, or is it a platform where you're seeing people find you there?
I think a lot of people find me there because I don't really advertise, mm-hmm. And that's my. Or they, a lot of people get my card at powwows and they say, I'm going to order from you and they'll order online. But, yeah, mostly it's just discover. And I don't want to get overwhelmed either because like I'm prepping for like powwows and conferences and stuff. And I hate, you know, delaying people's shipments because I have to get this certain thing done, but I try my best to, you know, keep a good balance. And, yeah, that's all you can do.
Yeah. I've talked to several people lately that are doing Etsy shops. It's amazing how I still think of Etsy as, you know, the place where crafters go. But it's really grown into a big marketplace. I was talking to a friend last night. He does magnets for cruises. so people put on their doors. And he said he was getting 150 orders a day and had to like turn his shop off until he could fill the orders, which is crazy. And I met another lady who's selling crochet patterns and is doing high five figures of crochet patterns. It's crazy. I mean, yeah, it has turned into a big marketplace. So that's awesome that you're able to do that. Yeah. And so here coming up at powwow season starting, before we hit record, you talked about where you're going this weekend, but where else will you be going? Where can people find you on the road?
Right now I'm scheduled for Long Beach this weekend. I love that powwow. It's pretty incredible. And then, just the vibe, and it's a good, great amount of people that kind of work their way around. And then after that, I'm going to do Res in Vegas and Indian Gaming Conference in San Diego. After that, I think I'm doing Balboa Park.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Sherman Indian School. And I may do the Last Dance Gathering of Nations. No, I'll say that.
I'll be at that one. That'll be interesting. Yes, I think they're expecting a big crowd this year, so it's gonna be interesting to see how that one goes. Well, cool. Well, thank you for spending some time with us and telling a little bit about your brand and your story there. And congrats on all the success.
Thank you.